This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Odd Spots News at insert time.
And finally, a man was forced to tweet for help when he got locked in a department store after falling asleep on a massage chair. The man awoke to a deserted shop floor after dozing off in an electronics store in Japan.
If I've told you once, Gary, I've told you a million times, stop making news stories about yourself.
Now look, there's stupid and there's extremely stupid, okay?
You've met me before, I see.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then there's cementing your head inside a microwave.
Oh, no, and he's done that.
That's our politicians.
So firefighters in Wolverhampton in the UK say they were seriously unimpressed after five of them had to spend an hour dealing with a case. 22-year-old man described as a YouTube prankster. And his friend.
That makes sense
now.
I'm thinking,
it does, doesn't it?
How do you put your head in a microwave then tip cement? I don't have a story.
Well, his friends poured several bags of fast hardening product into the unplugged microwave, and which they were using as a mould around the man's head, which was protected by a plastic bag. That's sensible.
Yeah.
So firefighters said by the time they were called, the man's friends had been trying to free him for 90 minutes and had given him an air tube to help him breathe.
Oh, that's nice.
Couldn't they have just turned the microwave on?
Well, you could plug it in, see what happens. So firefighters had to call a technical rescue team to help free the man, which involved taking apart the microwave and very carefully removing the cement using a hammer and screwdriver.
Oxford University Press monitors changes to the English language, and each year it selects a word that catches the annual mood. The lexicographers at Oxford this year have nominated the word toxic as the word of the year, used beyond its literal sense to describe relationships, politics and habits. Is there a camera on me?
Yes. Yes. Sorry.
Oh, we are recording
Facebook Live.
Marvellous.
Every move.
Hang on, so toxic is the word for the year?
Yep.
It's to describe 2018.
If the lexicographers didn't come up with it, I would have.
You're feeling it. You're feeling toxic.
I had a great year, but it's one of those words that is becoming overused.
It is, isn't
which
it?
Is, I think, what Oxford means.
So we won't be bringing that back next year.
No, 2019, it's going to be rainbows and glitter.
Rainbows and unicorns. Unicorns are done as well, aren't
they? I'm done with unicorns.
Oh, me too.
Poor old unicorns. And what have they ever done to you?
Well, they don't exist, so not a lot.
But first, an odd spot. Turn your mic on there.
Yes. That's what. Do it.
Okay. Kansas City police say they have recovered a cancer group's $4,000, 150-pound inflatable colon that was stolen while it was being prepared to travel to a breast cancer 5K run. The police department wrote on Twitter that it found the giant inflatable pilfered intestine in a vacant house in the city. No one has been arrested or charged as the investigation continues. The Colon Cancer Coalition says that while they were waiting for the thief to be brought to justice, generous donations allowed them to raise $11,000, way past the fundraising goal of $4,000, and they were able to secure not just one, but two replacement colons.
So that's the stolen colon.
Stolen colon. Maybe somebody just thought it was a ride. You just get in and go for
it's a water slide.
Yeah, yeah. You know, yeah. What? Oh, this smells weird, doesn't it?
And where would... I like that they dumped it. Like, where would you... What do you do with the stolen colon after you're finished with
it? But how big was it? It was huge.
Well, it was 150 pounds, yeah.
150 pounds of colon just in the front room. We're not watching TV anymore, guys. We're in the colon.
Nobody needs that.
Two men in Germany have been convicted of stealing more than 100 portable toilets.
She knows the market.
No kidding. The Dusseldorf District Court delivered a 10-month suspended sentence to a 40-year-old man, and his 28-year-old former colleague was given 6 months. Both men worked for a waste disposal company where the toilets worth nearly €70,000 gradually disappeared. The loss was only discovered a few months later. The men admitted to having sold the toilets to a company in the Netherlands. Only three of the missing toilets have resurfaced, and the two men have lost their jobs.
Jobs. There it is. Bang. I knew it was coming.
Yeah. Gotta get there eventually.
I was actually saying, did they lose their jobs?
There you go.
You're stepping on my lines now. Thank you, Judy Kelly.
And finally, in health news, The first prize in the Medical Journal of Australia's Christmas competition has gone to an article assessing James Bond's alcohol consumption. Researchers concluded that there is strong and consistent evidence that James Bond has a chronic alcoholic consumption problem at the severe end of the spectrum. And he satisfies at least 6 of the 11 criteria for an alcohol use disorder. When he drinks, Bond engages in risky behaviour like having sex with enemies, sometimes with guns or knives in the bed. He also is prone to brawls, car chases, high-stakes gambling and operating complex machinery like nuclear technology. The author suggests that Bond's workplace, MI6, should become a responsible employer and offer the secret agent support services and change his own workplace drinking culture.
I just think, first of all, that is the most ridiculous story. How much money do they put into funding this research project?
There's worse. There's worse.
Cancer to cure. Isn't there, like, diabetes?
There's starving children in Africa and they put their money into this.
Oh, my God.
I'm up in arms.
And finally, a former NASA engineer has devised an elaborate way to deal with parcel thieves after police told him they were unable to investigate his case in LA County. Mark Rober spent 6 months designing a so-called bomb that would activate when the package containing it was stolen. It fires 500 grams of glitter and a fart-smell spray on the thief. Mr. Rober came up with a plot when he captured video of thieves stealing a box from his front doorstep, only to be told police could not track them down.
Well, if that isn't a glitter bomb, I don't know what is.
I saw that video yesterday. It was very effective.
It just looks stunning.
Yeah. It is really good. You should all check it out.
And if you're looking for that unique Christmas gift for someone special, leave it to the Brits to come up with the most bizarre calendars for 2019. Newly released calendar themes include the best of British roundabouts. You could also adorn a wall with a calendar spruiking the best of Donald Trump's one-liners, featuring his famous quote, "Trust me, I'm like a smart person." Other calendars feature the best toilets from around the world, goats in trees, men in kilts, and even abandoned mattresses. Every household needs one.
I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.